This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26th of January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said, "The Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term." The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of the Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. Prime Minister highlighted that mammoth preparations are going on at the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj. He said no discrimination is done and such unity and diversity is not witnessed anywhere else in the world. He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. Prime Minister was pleased to share that for the first time the World Audio Visual Entertainment Summit, Wave Summit, is going to be organized in India next year. He stated that as India is moving towards a $5 trillion economy, the creator economy is bringing in new energy. He urged the entire entertainment and creative industry of India to be a part of the Wave Summit. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the field against fight against malaria. Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. He also elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. Mr. Modi shared that a unique Olympic has started in Bastar called Bastar Olympics. He expressed happiness that this is taking place in the region which was once a witness to Maoist violence. Prime Minister Modi said that 2025 is knocking at the door and extended the best wishes to everyone. He exuded pride that India will touch new heights in the coming year. He urged listeners to keep sharing their unique efforts around them with hashtag Mann Ki Baat. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP's organizational election review meeting is underway at the party's headquarters in New Delhi. Party sources said the review will focus on the elections for mandal, district and state office bearers. The party aims to complete elections for mandal, district and state positions in 50% of the states by 15th of next month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan during the next 2-3 days. Dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. The Met Department has predicted cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Rajasthan during the next 3 days. The minimum temperatures will also fall by 4 to 6 degrees Celsius over Uttar Pradesh during the next 5 days and by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan during the next 3 days. In South Korea, plane crash, 177 people out of 181 died on Jeju Air flight from Bangkok to Moa International Airport around 290 kilometers south of Seoul in South Korea. 175 passengers and 6 aircraft staff were on board. South Korea's fire agency reported that 2 staff members survived while 2 people are still unaccounted for. A total of 22 people have been identified so far. The disaster struck when the Boeing 737-800 flight was arriving at Moa International Airport this morning. Rescue operation is going on. The transport minister said over 700 personnel from the police, military and coast guard have been mobilized for on-site response efforts. Footage shows that plane came off the runway and crashed into a wall before bursting into flames. South Korea's acting president Choi Sang-mok visited the crash site and instructed emergency responders to mobilize all available equipment and personnel to respond to the crash. The Korean Airports Corporation said all flights to Moa International Airport remain cancelled. In chess, India's Kuneru Hampi won her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irene Sukandar in the World Rapid and Blitz Championship held in New York. Hampi finished the tournament with 8.5 points from 11 rounds to secure her victory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Kuneru Hampi on winning the 2024 FIDE Women's World Rapid Championship. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the chess grandmaster's remarkable achievement in winning her second World Rapid Championship title, making her the only Indian to achieve the feat. The Prime Minister also said that Ms. Hampi's grit and brilliance continue to inspire millions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.